Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you probably already know, the easiest way to determine whether you're onto something is when the left calls it a conspiracy theory. The moment they utter those words, you can rest assured you have pretty much hit the nail on the head. Because that's their last recourse to trying to get people to think you're insane, to think you're a tinfoil hat nut job who just dreams up things sitting home on their computer, things that could never really happen in the real world, crazy things. But we know better. So on today's show, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the real conspiracy theories. But before we do, and we'll be talking about the omnibus bill, which is a disaster for the United States of America. We'll be talking a little about Twitter and Elon Musk, but let's start with this. How many conspiracy theories were the left accusing the right of having? Well, let's go way, way back, shall we? Let's go way, way back. The very first conspiracy theory was that the Democrats had lied about Donald Trump and had planted phony dossiers in an attempt to get a FISA warrant. Oh, no one would ever do that. Do you know how many checks and balances there are? Do you know how hard it is to get a FISA warrant? You can't get a FISA warrant without concrete proof and evidence being presented to a judge to sign off on it. Crazy right-wing conspiracy theorists, that never happened. Except it did. And now we know. Now we know 100%. So what was the real conspiracy theory here? Well, that Donald Trump was an agent of Russia, a pawn of Vladimir Putin, that he had Russian hookers peeing on the beds. Remember that? Whatever happened to that? Whatever happened to all those people who called us conspiracy theorists for saying we think this FISA warrant was unjustly signed off on, and we think that the dossier that was used to get it is phony and was probably paid for by the Clinton campaign? Because all that turned out to be true. You know what didn't? Donald Trump had hookers, and he was doing crazy things in hotel rooms, and he and Vladimir Putin got together, and he had a special bank account and a special phone line to Putin. All those people got on CNN and said that. They called that fact. And in fact, they could put on their tinfoil hats because that was a conspiracy theory and none of that was true. Then we had, of course, how many years of Donald Trump needs to be impeached for these things. Impeached for the things they already knew wasn't true. They already knew. Didn't matter to them. Each and every single one of them knew the actual truth and just said, yeah, I know nothing really is going on, but we got to impeach him. This is very important because I want everybody listening to keep asking themselves one important question. Why? Was he on the verge of having the United States involved in a nuclear war? Was he so threatening to the country's security that it was do or die? Was there something massively wrong that needed to be instantly corrected? No, the economy was running great. Everything was running fine. The only problem was Donald Trump had carte blanche on looking into files and seeing who was corrupt and who wasn't on both sides of the aisle. And they couldn't have that. Now we know why they couldn't have that, right? Then comes January 6th, and Donald Trump says the following. We are going to march down to the Capitol. We are going to do it peacefully and patriotically, but we are going to make our voices heard. The left says that was code word for everyone break into the Capitol and attempt to kill people and overthrow the government. And I'll come down on a helicopter like Batman and take over the country. Usurp the powers that be. None of that ever happened. None of that ever happened. But the left said, well, if you're trying to say that there were FBI agents involved in getting people to go into that Capitol building, you're a conspiracy theorist. You're a very, very, very dangerous person. How dare you accuse the FBI of doing something like that? How dare you be so unpatriotic as to say they may have instigated this for political purpose? Except they did. And now we know they did. When asked point blank out during hearings, did you have FBI agents dressed as Trump supporters entering that Capitol and coaxing people to go in? Christopher Wray said, I don't know. Don't know. That is a lie. You're the director of the FBI, you know. And the answer is yes. And now we know that the answer is yes, because we see emails in which Proud Boys and a few other groups were literally infiltrated by FBI agents who suggested they do such things. I'm not saying there wasn't a few people that were in there on their own. There was. But a lot of people were encouraged. We know this because we know of a man whose name we've mentioned on here plenty, who is on tape literally saying, we have to storm the Capitol. We have to enter the Capitol. We have to be forceful and make our voices heard. We can't stay out here. Everybody follow me. We're going to go into the Capitol. And you hear Trump supporters chanting, Fed, Fed, Fed at him, because they know he's a Fed. They know he's lying. Is this man in jail for inciting people to go into the Capitol on that day? No, he is not. No, he is not. Has he even been questioned in regard to his possible incitement? No, he has not. Meanwhile, Donald Trump, who says, go there peacefully, that's dog whistle for enter the Capitol, seek and destroy. This guy screaming at the top of his lungs, get in the Capitol, follow me, we're all going in. That's not even worthy of bringing him in for questioning because you planted him. Now people will call you a conspiracy theorist over that. Oh, but hey, the facts are out, folks. All you need to do, any of you liberals, any of you Democrats, all you have to do is answer me one very simple question. If people are in jail at 79 years old suffering from cancer because they stumbled in after the police waved them in and just took pictures of the pretty surroundings, how come a man who was on videotape screaming that he's getting up a mob to go in and infiltrate the building, how come he's not in jail? The Jew has answered me that question. But you can't. Because the answer to that question proves the conspiracy theory that you claim is a conspiracy theory anyway to be true. So you know what the big conspiracy theory really is? That January 6th was an insurrection. January 6th was not an insurrection, folks. January 6th was instigated. It was instigated for a political purpose. And there are people now rotting in jail who admittedly broke the law, but were incited to do so. Incited to do so by the powers that be that's supposed to be apolitical. Oh, we have a guy planting a pipe bomb. We have video of a man sitting on a bench. And he's using his cell phone. He planted a pipe bomb, but the FBI found it. Really? Well, let me ask you a very simple question. How come you can't trace that phone call? With all the equipment we have, how come you can't? And how come that's the only videotape that's grainy and weak and nobody can see who it is? All your other videotape is just as clear as day. Boy, isn't it ironic that you found that so quickly, but you can't find him. Despite the fact that you can clearly see the cell phone in his hand and you could clearly ping it. I don't believe a word of that. So the real conspiracy theory is that January 6th was an insurrection. It was not. And I want people to understand something that's very, very crucial. And I think it's almost been proven. But if it's proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that this was orchestrated by the left or the FBI in an attempt to sway political opinion, this directly led to the death of Ashley Babbitt, someone who served this country, who was committing no actual crime other than possibly trespassing, and had no weapon. She was shot point blank in the chest by a police officer for no good reason. No good reason. And not one time in 2 years of January 6th hearings, not one time in 2 years was her name mentioned. Not because she doesn't matter to them. That's collateral damage. George Floyd matters. George Floyd, the man who broke into a pregnant woman's home and punched her in the stomach. George Floyd, who was a drug addict and a felon. His death matters, even though the cops were called to stop him and he was out of control. They didn't shoot him. Ashley Babbitt's death does not matter because she was a Trump supporter. And her life doesn't matter. You would think in 2 years someone would bring up her name. This is a 100% unjustified shooting. Let's talk about the very definition of an unjustified shooting. An unarmed person posing no actual threat at the time was shot dead center of their chest and died. Is that a justified shooting to you? The left are telling you if someone breaks in your home, you can't do that. If someone breaks into your home and you don't even know if they have a gun or not, you can't shoot them. If you do, you're going to be thrown in jail because that's excessive force. Well, what was this then? But the left don't care. They do not care. They'll just call you a conspiracy theorist and say, ah, if you don't see January 6th as the biggest threat to our country since 9/11, some politicians actually said that. Some politicians actually said this is as bad or worse than 9/11. That is a slap in the face and an insult to every single human being who died on 9/11. Every single one. But they don't care. Because the objective is to stop Donald Trump at all costs. And again, I tell you, during this program, I want you to repeatedly ask yourself that one question, why? Why so desperate to stop one man who isn't really doing anything all that bad? See, even if you don't like Donald Trump, even if you say, well, I think he's a loudmouth, and I think he's a braggart, and I don't like his foreign policy, and I think that he's mean to immigrants, and I don't think he likes LGBTQRSTLMNOP sect. That's not rationale enough to go through all this trouble. This is a lot of trouble. If people get caught doing what they clearly have done, they're going to jail for a very, very, very long time. There are people who are willing to put their entire career, their livelihood, their reputation, and their freedom on the line, to stop a man who isn't really doing anything all that bad. They disagreed with George Bush on a lot of these things. They disagreed with a lot of Republican presidents on things. They didn't do this. So you need to ask yourself why. What does Donald Trump hold that they fear so much? The answer to the question, if you haven't already guessed, is Donald Trump is not a man who needs political life or needs any kind of propping up. He is a self-made man. He is elderly at this point, getting elderly. And he does not need their money. He does not need the fame. He does not technically have any, owes anyone from the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. He doesn't owe either. So what ends up happening here is Donald Trump can go full scorched earth, and Donald Trump can say, I'm going to show the American people exactly what's going on in Washington, be it Republican or be it Democrat, and you're not going to like it. And he wasn't going to do it the first 4 years because he needed to know who his real allies were and who they weren't. And he made many mistakes that way. I'm the first one to tell you he made many mistakes putting people close to him who were just there to stab him in the back. But he knew it. And by the second term that he was running for, he knew who he could trust and who he couldn't. He knew who the rattlesnakes were. And they knew that he knew. And so it couldn't be. That's why you get this. That's not a conspiracy theory. That is a fact. The FBI colluded with the Democratic Party, colluded with social media, including Twitter, to suppress information, to release untrue information, in an attempt to sway an election. That happened. That's provable. And that is against the law. And when those who are entrusted to uphold the law break the law, then there is no law. There is no law. Now, when Donald Trump said, look, this election seems a little fishy, uh-oh, here we go with these conspiracy theories again. Oh, my God. He lost. Deal with it. He just lost. The American public rejected him. Well, let's take a good, hard look at the facts. Joe Biden got more votes than any president in the history of the United States of America, including including Barack Obama. At the same time, Donald Trump got more votes in the history of the presidency than any president running for second term ever, and lost. So it's not like the American people exactly rejected him. They gave him more votes than any other president, including Barack Obama, running for second term. Got more votes than anyone in the history of the presidency, of anyone running for a second term. But Joe Biden beat him. Well, let's just say there is no fishiness, although we know there is. We know there is. But let's say we don't think that. Now we see, courtesy of Elon Musk, and I want to say at the very outset, I am not a person who kisses Elon Musk's ring. There are many things about Elon Musk I do not like. I don't know if I trust him 100%. He has come up with some crazy things that he wants to delve into that doesn't sound like it's beneficial to the United States of America or humanity, as far as I'm concerned. But on this one cause, he buys Twitter. I don't think he ever really intended to. I think it was a bluff. Or, at best, he bought it, realized what a can of worms it was, and said, I'm backing out. But he couldn't back out. They wouldn't let him back out. So now that he couldn't back out, he reveals the truth. And it was exactly what we were saying all the time that was called conspiracy theories, that Twitter was blocking Republican accounts to make it look as though, look, the Republicans have very few followers compared to Democrats. The people who are on the Republican side and tweeting things that are pro-Republican are very much in the minority compared to the Democratic and the liberal side. As you can clearly see, the majority of America believes this. Not true. They just weren't showing you. They falsified what the majority believed by making you read these Twitter things and thinking, well, this is what America really believes. No, they didn't. I always said, we're the silent minority, or majority, rather. We're the silent majority. They're the loud minority. And everybody was saying, we're not the minority. That's a conspiracy theory. We're not the minority at all. The vast majority of Americans believe what we believe. Well, now we know that's not true. Twitter made it look like it was true. But it's not true. And you know why they had to do that, folks? And no one else is going to tell you this. Not Fox News, not Newsmax, not any of the people on YouTube. Nobody's going to tell you this except me. Reason they had to do that is because if Joe Biden got that many votes and people were saying, well, that's funny, because on Twitter and Facebook and all these places, the Democrats get ratioed 10 to 1. when a Democrat says something, you know, or posts something, you know, 10 to 1, the Republicans come back and challenge it. So how do we have the vast majority and yet he gets that many votes? They couldn't have that. Because then people would have asked questions and said, well, I don't know, wait a minute. If 65% of Americans seem to be siding with the Republicans, how do you get this many votes? It would have been totally illogical. So they had to pretend that the vast majority of the American people believed what they believed. So they shadow banned people. They kept people from getting followers. You couldn't find people's sites. So you look up somebody like Michael Moore, and they got 100 billion subscribers and people who are following them, and you look up somebody like, I don't know, Tucker Carlson, and he has, you know, a few hundred thousand. And you say, oh, he's small potato. Oh, well, isn't it funny how when Elon Musk took over, those ratios changed exactly around and was the opposite. And we now find that the vast majority of the Republicans have way more followers. Oh, but that wouldn't look good if Joe Biden got more votes, and yet clearly the American people aren't of that ideology. So you couldn't do that. But we were conspiracy theorists for thinking about that until Elon Musk proved it was true. Now, something else that Elon Musk proved was true is that the FBI got involved in these elections. And I don't mean just a little bit. We now know they were paying Twitter to censor, paying them to do it. So when they had actual possession of Hunter Biden's laptop, understood very clearly it was real, it was dangerous, it was a threat to the United States of America, and it showed that Joe Biden was a possible compromised president who had business ties with China and some enemies of the United States. They said, here's what you're going to do. Anyone who says it's real, those people have got to be shadow banned. Their posts have to be taken down. It is Russian disinformation. We are going to get 50-some-odd former agents to sign off saying, yes, it's Russian disinformation. And if you want to keep your little platform and do it without censorship of any kind, other than what we say, you want to keep your perks, you'll do as we say. And by the way, we'll throw you a whole bunch of money to do it. Since when does the FBI pay somebody money? That's a private business, I thought. That's what we heard from the left, remember? Conspiracy theory. You don't have, wait a minute, let me do my left voice. This is a conspiracy theory because clearly if you are a private business, you can do as you like in this country. You don't need a reason to ban anyone. You can do it for any reason because you are a privately owned business. Yeah, except you're taking money from the government. That's not a privately owned business. When you're taking hundreds of millions of dollars from the government to do their bidding, that is not a privately owned business. That is a wing of the government, which is exactly what Twitter was. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's a fact. That's a fact. The FBI releases a statement and says, everything that was revealed in these Twitter files is perfectly normal. That's the way we operate here. It's the way we've always operated. Really? Show me the checks you wrote to MySpace. Show me the checks you wrote to other places back then to leave out information. Show me that, you lying SOBs. The very fact that they felt the need to issue a statement shows you very clearly they are lying. Because if the FBI truly believed in their heart of hearts, we did nothing wrong, this is business as usual, we've always done this, then they just say, this is just dumb. Don't dignify it by making a press release. Oh, but they did, didn't they? They sure as hell did. That alone tells you it's true. But we were the tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists for thinking of it. Now, we said, well, I mean, if they have really suppressed this information, which it appears they did, first we were conspiracy theorists for thinking it was real, remember? Oh, all you idiots, you guys think Hunter Biden's laptop's real? No, let me explain to you what happened, because I go to college and I know. See, the Russians bought a laptop and they falsified it to make it appear as though it's Hunter Biden because they want Trump in office because they own him. Then they put all kinds of illegal stuff on it. And they're going to now give it to Rudy Giuliani, who's an old drunk. And he believed it. And so do all you idiots who don't go to college. And ha, ha, ha. You all got fooled, but we're too smart. We didn't get fooled, except you did. Except you did, you morons. Because it was real. It is real. And the Russians didn't plant it. And the FBI knew it from Jump Street. And they knew they had to do damage control. And they did. Then the next conspiracy theory is, if you think that this caused any difference in the election, then you got to go put on your tinfoil hat again. Except now we have a poll that says 2 in 6, that is one third. One third of Biden voters said, had I known that this laptop was real and the contents of it, no way in hell I'm voting for Joe Biden. Might not have voted for Trump, but I definitely wouldn't have voted for Biden. So you take away one-third of Joe Biden's votes, and guess what you got? Donald Trump is the president. Oh, but this was the cleanest election ever. Never in the history of elections has there been a cleaner election. Because you got to control the narrative on everything that could be told and couldn't be told. Oh, but we're not done there. We're not even done there. We're just talking about the Trump conspiracy theory. Then the next conspiracy theory that they blamed us of was, I don't know why you think there's CRT being taught in school. That CRT, it is just history. We're just teaching plain history. We're not teaching CRT. That's a lie. You are teaching CRT. We proved it beyond a shadow of a doubt. Numerous parents came to the school board meetings with their papers in hand and proved it. And guess what they were called? Domestic terrorists. You are impeding our ability to educate your children. You are threatening school board members. Therefore, you are a domestic terrorist. Well, I want to ask you a question. Every single one of you people who are thinking about having children or who have children, if someone was threatening the mental safety of your children, if someone was trying to plant false information into their heads in an attempt to basically brainwash them, are you going to get mad? Or are you just going to say, oh, well, I mean, that's the way the world is? I think you're going to get mad. And I think you have the right to be mad. Oh, but if you get mad, you're a domestic terrorist. You can't get mad because we're indoctrinating your children. And by the way, we're not indoctrinating your children. That's a conspiracy theory, except we proved it. We proved it. You most certainly were. We have now all of these tapes where they didn't think they were ever going to be released, of people on the school board bragging, you know how I work CRT into all my classes? You know how I sneak it in? You know how I do this? You know how I do that? You pieces of garbage. Here are grown adults bragging as if they are heroes about how they are indoctrinating and brainwashing young children. Gleefully doing so, against the parents' wishes, and saying, you know how I sneak mine in? How dare you? How dare you? So the real conspiracy theory is that there isn't CRT being taught in schools, because there is. Then we had the next one. Just because little Johnny and little Jane are being dragged to drag queen story hour, in no way does that mean we're trying to sexualize or do anything sexual with your children. Don't you understand what we're trying to do? We're just trying to enrich them and make them more aware. And nothing off color will ever happen here. A man is going to come out dressed very moderately and very modestly as a woman. He's going to sit in a chair, and he's going to read them the Little Red Riding Hood story. Okay, well, what good does that do? Because little Johnny and little Jane think that's a woman, unless you tell them different. If I'm 8 years old and somebody comes out in a dress and a hat and it looks like they have boobs, I automatically think, well, that's a woman. It's an ugly woman, maybe, but it's a woman. So if I just go back and say to my parents, yeah, some ugly woman read us the story of Little Red Riding Hood, that doesn't do any good. So they have to tell the children. Now, this man is going to read you Little Red Riding Hood. He's dressed like a woman. Here's the reason he's dressed like a woman. See, because if they don't tell you the reason, what's the point of having drag queen story out? The kids are going to think it's a woman. So you have to tell them. And when you tell them, that's when you're starting to indoctrinate, because you're saying, here's a man who enjoys dressing as a woman. It's okay if you enjoy dressing like a woman. Little Johnny, maybe you'd like to dress like a woman someday, right? Well, as I said on a previous show, if you take him to the circus and ask him if they want to dress like the ringmaster, they'll probably say yes, but they don't want to tame the lion. They don't know what it entails. They just think it's all fun and games. Oh, I get to dress up in weird clothing, and that'll be fun. They don't get the behind what's behind it. They don't get the full meaning of what that means. Unless you told them. But then when we raised our voices in opposition and said, wait a minute, I don't know if I want my kid exposed to this. Well, then you're obviously homophobic and transphobic and drag queenophobic. No, I just think it's a little young to be bringing a kid into that. I wouldn't bring my kid into Hooters and explain to him why the women are half-dressed. I wouldn't bring my kid into an S&M club and explain to him why everybody's dressed in leather and they got bondage gear on. Well, if you think we're doing anything sexual in any way, shape, or form, you are conspiracy theorists. You're spreading false information to try to defame the drag queen community. Except we have videotape of a man twerking his half-naked ass in an 8-year-old's face while singing about having oral sex with a woman in not those type of words. And there's a whole bunch of adults sitting there with grins on their faces. And there's a whole bunch of children looking like they're ready to cry because they don't understand what's going on. Oh, that's just an isolated incident. If you think that's not an isolated incident, you're crazy. Except now we have videotape of another family-friendly drag queen show in which there's simulated oral sex going on stage. And then they asked the children, what's your favorite part of what you've seen so far, children? Was it the simulated oral sex? Was it the simulated actual sex? Was it us twerking our asses in front of you? Which is your favorite, children? Yeah, that's what they were asked at this family-friendly drag queen hour. Which is your favorite deviant act that we just did? But that's not enough. If that's not bad enough, you got a drag queen at the White House who had once tweeted, the kids come to watch my show to sing, dance, and suck D. That's what he said in an actual post. And he's at the White House with his freaking arm around Joe Biden, who basically is the cadaver from Weekend at Bernie's at this point. He don't know whether it's a man, a woman, a space alien, Putin. He don't know who the hell's got his arm around him. And he don't care. He don't care. So is that a conspiracy theory or is that the truth? Conspiracy theory that masks don't work. If you don't wear a mask, you're going to kill somebody. I could show you 500 tapes, videotapes, on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, wherever, of people literally being kicked out of stores, refusing service. The woman, I'm trying to buy groceries for my family. We will not check you out because you refuse to wear a mask. But if you check me out, I'm only going to be here 30 seconds. We've been arguing for 10 minutes. I don't care. I don't care. You can stay in the store all day maskless, but we will not ring up your groceries. People literally attacking people. Get out of here. What are you trying to do? Kill me. And when we all told you there's 100,000 virologists who are saying the masks are not going to help you. They're being blocked. Their Twitter accounts are being blocked. Their YouTube accounts are being blocked. Their Facebook accounts are being blocked. They can't get the message to you. The only message you're getting is wear a mask or die. You're not hearing the second part of the story from a lot of very qualified people. We were called conspiracy theorists. Now the conspiracy theory is that masks actually work because they don't. And now we know they don't. And now the CDC says, yeah, you know, in retrospect, it probably didn't help at all. Oh, okay. Well, then, unfortunately, you're the tinfoil hat people. You've been the tinfoil hat people in every single instance I have just mentioned. You're the ones who have the conspiracy theory delusions. I never came out of the Wuhan lab. See, somebody bought a bat in a wet market and ate it, and then they got infected, and then they transferred it, except it's a proven fact that they can't transfer it that way. It didn't happen that way. We actually had someone who worked at the Wuhan lab defect to this country and say, my parents are being held hostage so that I don't come to America and tell you the truth. But here I am telling you the truth. It was manufactured in the Wuhan lab. I was there. You think they'd put her on American television? No. Oh, we can't have that. China might get mad at us. And all of our politicians are taking big money from China to do their water carrying, so we can't possibly have that. We can't have that. Don't say anything bad about China. And they said, we don't even have any bats in the Wuhan lab, except somebody snuck in there and took a whole bunch of pictures, and oh, look at all the bats. Amazing. Amazing. Then we were told the vaccine is the safest thing in the world. 100 zillion people can take it, and 100 zillion people will not only be fine, but they will feel fine. You will not catch COVID in any way, shape, or form, and you can no longer transmit it. Then it was, well, you might catch it, but you still can't transmit it. Then it was, well, you might be able to catch it and transmit it, but even if you catch it, it won't be bad. You won't be in the hospital. Then we found out 65% of the people who were hospitalized were vaccinated. Then we found out people are dropping dead from spike proteins, blood clots, and everything else. And then Pfizer comes out and says, we never made any of those claims. We didn't say you couldn't catch it. We don't know. We didn't know whether you could catch it or transfer it or not. So who's the conspiracy theorist? Everything we've said turned out to be true. Every time you told us to put on that tinfoil hat, you were wrong. We were right. Every time. Every time. So why do you continue listening to these people? I don't know. Why would you listen to anyone who has told you nothing but lies for four straight years and just keep right on saying, well, that's what they said, so it must be true. You have to be stupid. Can you not figure out by now that they're lying? Can you not figure out by now that the game is rigged? Can you not figure out by now that they are desperately trying to stop Donald Trump from running for president because they know their ass is on the line? Well, when you see Donald Trump's taxes, you're going to find out he cheated on his taxes. He's not even rich. Then they take a look at his taxes. They seize his taxes, and they say, oh, son of a bitch, he is rich. But still, he didn't pay enough. He only paid $40 million. How much did Jeff Bezos pay? How about zero? How come you're not going after Jeff Bezos for paying zero, but you're going after Donald Trump for paying $40 million? Oh, because Jeff Bezos donates to the Democratic Party. We can't do anything about him. Since when are your tax returns are public information? There's no law that says the president has to turn over his tax forms in any way, shape, or form. There's not one law on the books. And Donald Trump was very open about it and said, look, you're damn right I took every loophole. I didn't create the laws. You created the laws. I'm a businessman. My job is to make sure that I take advantage of every single tax loophole that's legal. And he did. And he said, if you want these loopholes closed, I'm the man to close them because I know every single one. I know every single one, and I know how they're used by business people. So if I'm the president and you want to close these tax loopholes, hey, I'm your guy. All of a sudden, they were like, no, 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 we don't want that. Don't do that. Then they raided his Mar-a-Lago home and said, oh, he's a nuclear code. He was going to sell. He was going to sell the nuclear code to Putin. He was going to sell the nuclear code to China. Where'd that go? Remember CNN special reports? Mar-a-Lago home raided. The nuclear codes could be there. And you had people on TV going, oh, my God, Donald Trump is going to bring about the end of the world. And I know this because I am an expert. Except they found nothing. Where did that story go? Huh? Where'd that story go? Because you didn't find anything. Because you did it to affect the midterms, just like you did January 6th. You know they admitted that? You know that one Democrat came out and said, well, we wanted to stretch out the January 6th hearings as long as we could because we knew it would affect the midterms and possibly affect Donald Trump being able to run for president. You can't say that any clearer, folks. They are deathly, deathly afraid of this man. Not because they think the country's going to do bad under him, because for 4 years we did really well. So why else do you think they'd be afraid? Because they know, like when Elon Musk took over Twitter and let the cats out of the bag, Donald Trump takes over the White House again, he's going to let the cats out of the bag. And you're going to be surprised what you see. And there's going to be some people on both sides of the aisle who are going to be in trouble. So we're not the conspiracy theorists, folks. They are. Every piece of propaganda they try to shove down your throats, everything they deny that they're actually doing, they're the conspiracy theorists. They're selling you a false bill of goods and saying, please, please, please listen to us. Please buy into what we're saying so we can own you. Now, recently, good old turkey neck Mitch McConnell gobbled his way through a speech on the omnibus bill. And let me try to recreate it as best as I can. I think he said something like, this is the most important bill in the history of the world, and the very, very most important thing for the Republican Party is to give aid to the Ukraine. That's the most important thing to the Republican Party, to give aid to the Ukraine? You're sending them billions of dollars. You could solve the homeless problem in many places for that kind of money. But that's the most important thing to the Republican Party, and this is the guy you want as the leader? Unbelievable. No wonder people won't vote for the Republicans, because they see Mitch McConnell, and they're like, well, just forget it. You're not going to get anything done with Mitch McConnell. He may as well be a Democrat. And he hates Donald Trump. Why does he hate Donald Trump? Donald Trump belongs to his party. Donald Trump gave them 4 years of great leadership and an upsurge in people voting Republican. And why does Mitch hate him? Gee, could it because his wife is getting all kinds of money from China? You think that might be the reason? That old turkey-necked bastard gets up there and literally says to the American people, most important thing is to fund the Ukraine's war. Are you fucking insane? What the hell do I care at this point for the Ukraine? You know what that son of a bitch is doing? He did exactly what I told you he was going to do. When everybody told me, he's so brave, he's so wonderful, he's just a role model for us all. He is just a wonderful man. The bravery he has shown has brought tears to my eyes and made me run out and buy a Ukrainian flag. I warned every single one of you. He's putting on a good face. He's a dictator. He's throwing priests in jail. He's banned a Christian religion from his country. He's literally taking over churches and throwing priests and things in jail, and we're funding them. We're funding them. He comes to Capitol Hill dressed up in a T-shirt and says, I need even more money. And remember, this is not giving me money. This is not charity. This is an investment for you. Really? Well, when I invest in something, I get a return. What's my return? My return is what? You throwing priests in jail? You being a dictator of your own people? Where's the return for the United States of America? I'll tell you where it is. It's nowhere. There is no return. We're just giving them money. Meanwhile, we have veterans here living on the streets. Meanwhile, I have to pass people at exits with signs that says, homeless vet, anything will help, sleeping under a bridge. Well, we don't have any money to help them. Well, you sure as hell found enough money to send billions and billions and billions of dollars to the Ukraine, didn't you? You found that quick enough. So now we have this omnibus bill, and let me explain something to you. It's 4,000 pages long. Nobody read it. Any single person, Republican or Democrat, who says they read this whole bill is lying to you flat out to your face. So here's the way Washington does things. They say, okay, Mitch McConnell, gobble your way over here, and we will give you, we'll throw you a cracker. We are going to ban TikTok from being on any government agency's device. Big deal. Big deal. I got news for you. If you've got FBI agents and you've got congressmen and senators playing TikTok, watching 11-year-old girls dance, then they should be thrown in jail. We'll ban TikTok from governmental devices. That's a win for the Republicans. We'll send $430 billion to the Ukraine. We'll finance all kinds of gender study researches. We'll throw money at all of our pet projects, but we'll give you one or two little things that make you look like you got a little bit of a victory. So Mitch McConnell can come out there and say, the Republicans and the Democrats work side by side, and we each got a little something. Yeah, you got a cracker, and they got a banquet. You dumb son of a bitch. But see, that's the way bills work, folks. I've told you that before. The Democrats will say, we're going to have a fund the veterans bill, and we want $10 million. Well, first we want $1 billion. $10 million will go to help fund some veterans clinics. And you say, okay, well, so far so good. That sounds great. $10 million for veterans clinics. That's a drop in the bucket, but okay. Where's the other $1 billion going? Well, we got $160 billion to bring a drag queen museum to greater Los Angeles. Then we're going to send some to research if children who are transitioned from transsexual have a happy life. And then we're going to take another $12 billion, and we're going to send that to some dictator somewhere. And then when the Republicans say, well, I'm not voting for that, then the Democrats come out and say, can you believe that the Republicans turned down a bill that would have helped the veterans? Can you believe that the Republicans are so cold-hearted that when we wanted $10 million to go to a veteran's benefits for their care, the Republicans said no? See, that's the game they play, folks. They give you just a little tiny bit of something. That's why Donald Trump said, hey, pass just one thing in a bill. When we wanted to give people money for the COVID relief, he said, I'll give you more money than you want. But just pass that. Nothing else goes in that bill. Just the money for COVID relief. And you know what the Democrats said? Oh, no. Because the vast majority, 85% of the money that they were given did not go to you, did not go to COVID relief. It went to all of their pet projects, and you got a little something. That's how the game works, folks. I'm sure you've all been called by those police benevolent societies. Well, what do you think they got the idea? These are private businesses who say, we're collecting for the police. Would you like to give a $100 donation? And you say, yes, I would. I really like, I love our police. I support our police. I would love to give $100 to the police. Thank you. We'll come down and pick up the check. And what they don't tell you is $1 goes to the police. $99 goes in their back pocket, and it's legal because they're still giving the – they never told you the whole thing was going there. Oh, that's our business expense. 99% for business expenses, 1% for the police. Well, that's what they do up on Capitol Hill. They get a bill together that's so long nobody can read it. They say, well, this is the main thing that everyone in the world will like, veterans care, care for single mothers, more help with, educational system, something that we say, oh, well, that's very good. And we'll give that about 4%. And the rest of it is all these projects who, if any right-thinking person ever heard what we were giving this money to, they'd say, oh, no, you're not. But they'll never read it. And we'll just say, oh, well, this is the bill. It's for education. It's for our veterans. And you say, oh, well, pass that bill. Okay, good, sucker. You gave us $1 trillion, and $400 million is going to what you like and the rest of it's ours to spend as we please. That's your money. You have the right to know where every single penny of that money's going, and you have the right to say, no, I don't want a bill that helps the veterans going into a bill that creates a drag queen museum. I don't want them paired together. I don't want to have to vote for one to get the other. It's not fair. And it's really not fair when the vast majority goes to some ridiculous cause. All they do is use the main cause as the name of the bill, just like they did with the COVID relief. 75-80% of COVID relief did not go to COVID relief, folks. You don't believe me? Check on it. I'm not making it up. But they called it the COVID relief bill, so you would think it was a good thing. And you'd say, well, whoever doesn't vote for this, I'm not voting for. They're terrible. Instead of just saying no, take all the rest of the stuff out and we'll vote for it. We've all been flim-flammed. We're not the conspiracy theorists, folks. I'm not saying there aren't some right-wing conspiracy theories. I've named them. I've told you, nobody turns into lizard people. Nobody's sacrificing children in the moonlight to Satan. That's not happening. And if you think it is happening, you really got to come back down to earth, because it's not. Are they being sex trafficked? You betcha. You betcha they are. And I told you how that's happening. There are people coming across the border. Oh, if you got a kid, you'll get across the border quicker. Great. So they just go grab a kid. They don't care what happens to the kid once they get across the border. They'll sell them. Why do you think the left went nutso when Donald Trump was separating children from the families? Remember that? Oh, children are being torn out of their mothers and fathers' arms and separated for 48 hours. Yeah, because they weren't really their mothers and fathers in a lot of cases, and we wanted to find out. We wanted to find out, where are these children going? And the left was like, uh-oh, there goes our supply of children. That's not a conspiracy theory, folks. Remember when it was a conspiracy theory that there was a huge, huge underground, not even so underground, movement of child sex trafficking and sex exploitation? Oh, that's all the Republicans ever talk about. They all must be pedophiles. There's all that's on their mind is child sex abuse. Except now we see Balenciaga and Jeffrey Epstein's Island and the CNN people who are literally producing shows trying to get 9-year-old girls for sex training. Drag queens twerking in people's face, in children's faces, and then tweeting how they came there to suck his D. Nancy Pelosi with her arms around someone who clearly said, if an 8-year-old and a 50-year-old want to have consensual, romantic, and sexual touching, he was okay with it. Well, there's Nancy Pelosi with her arm around him. You think that's a conspiracy theory? That's a fact. That's a fact. They want you to think it's a conspiracy theory, or they can't keep doing it. That's the problem. All of the stuff they're getting away with, they can't keep getting away with if you prove that it's not a conspiracy theory. So they have to keep saying it's a conspiracy theory to stop you. And don't put it past them to make up right-wing conspiracy theories just to offset the real conspiracy theory. I don't believe there's a lot of right-wingers who think somebody turns into a lizard person. I think that was made up by the left to make the right look crazy. Oh, no, the same people who believe there's child sex trafficking believe they're turning to lizards. And then the world goes, oh, okay, well, they're just nuts then. We don't need to listen to them. No, you do need to listen to me. The sex trafficking part's real. And we know that now, don't we? And then we had all Jeffrey Epstein. If you believe he killed, he was murdered, you're a conspiracy theorist. Well, I don't know, man. The top forensic expert in the world, Joseph Bodden, examined that body and said, hey, he didn't kill himself. Where's the big investigation onto who killed him and why? Don't you want to know? Remember when the left was like, when you see Ghislaine Maxwell's client list, you're going to see Donald Trump's name on that. We can't wait until Ghislaine Maxwell's client list is revealed. Then the FBI got a hold of it. They got it. And Trump's name's not on it. So they're like, uh-oh, I guess we better not release this. Where is it? Please tell me where it is. Donald Trump's name's on it, so there's no interest. Oh, boy, you'll be surprised whose name is. I guarantee you that's why the FBI is holding on to it. They can't release this. It might affect the elections. Yeah, well, that's the whole point. We don't want to vote for child molesters. Is that okay? Is it okay if I don't want to vote for a child molester? How dare you tell me the information I need to know and the information I don't need to know? I'll decide that for myself. What's important to me may not be important to you, but you have no right to censor it. You give the American people the information as it is and let them decide. That's freedom. Not deciding what you will allow us to see and what you won't allow us to see. How dare you? How dare you? Where's Greta Thunberg when you need her, right? She can get up here and say, how dare you? Where is she, huh? Where's old Greta? Remember when I told you that that girl is being mentally abused? They've convinced her, you're going to die, honey. You're going to die. You're not going to live to see your 21st birthday, honey. You better get out there and make all these speeches, honey, because you're going to die. It's going to be horrible. Only you can stop it. Now get out there and yell at people, honey, before we're all dead. That poor girl's traumatized. That's child abuse. You notice she didn't go to China and start yelling at him, though, right? President Xi, you know, she's going to yell at him. She's only going to yell, how dare you, to us. The cleanest country in the world. China, Egypt, all these other places who are the real, real perpetrators of this horrible malady. Oh, they're okay. Don't dare yell at them. Honey, don't go to China. China pays us big money. Keep your little ass right here in the United States and tell us how horrible we are. Don't you dare say anything bad about China. How come we can't talk bad about China? How come? How come we're not allowed to? We're Americans. I can talk whatever I want. I can say whatever I want. Our politicians are so afraid of them. It's ridiculous. Folks, the conspiracy theories have all been proven true. We're going to have to come up with some new ones, I guess, huh? You know how you know if something is a conspiracy theory, if it's coming, if the Democrats are denying it, it's true. That's basically how you know. If the Democrats are denying it, you're on to something, folks. Stay on it.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.